Welcome to the Heal Podcast with your host, Sam Calawart. As a breathwork teacher and mentor, I'm here to empower your healing journey at all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Discover your own inner healer with my weekly teachings and resources to inspire your own journey. So let's begin by grounding our energy, breathing in through the nose, letting it go. One more big breath in and sigh it out. Hello and welcome back to the Heal Podcast. I have been going through a few weeks of taking a deeper dive into my own personal healing, and it has been incredible. It has been insightful. It has been eye-opening, but it also has been just this really beautiful time of deepening the connection I have to myself and to God and getting really clear on my path. And that is really what the self-healing journey has been for me, is continuing to deepen why I'm here and what I'm here to do as I begin to really heal, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and then spiritually, really strengthen my spirit. And it's been a really beautiful journey. I've been doing tons of conscious breath work with my teachers, and it's been powerful. But through this process, what it has reminded me is that you will go through chapters where you're doing deeper healing work and you're in it, and there's lots of layers and catharsis and release coming through. And then you'll also go through chapters where you're not so hyper-focused on your healing, and instead you are just living your life and you're enjoying the day to day and you're spending time with your family and you're going to concerts and you're outside and you're doing activities. And so that's why I wanted to talk today about balance and finding balance within your healing journey, because we can sometimes become so hyper-focused on what it is that we need to change and, you know, reprogramming our mind and releasing the traumas that we're holding within our body. And what this can do is it essentially is putting another to-do list internally within us, and it can put more pressure on us to be something, to do something else, to have all of these grandiose intentions and goals, and to accelerate the healing of our physical bodies. And that can be a stressor in of itself. And we don't want the healing journey to feel stressful. And just really quick side note, if you hear my dog barking in the background, we have new neighbors moving in right now. And he is a little guy. He's a miniature pincher. But oftentimes these little dogs have a really big bark, right? So he loves to try to protect the home, and he's very territorial, but it's quite annoying. So I'm hoping that you don't hear him in the background, but if you do hear a barking dog, that is why. So through this process of deepening our healing, becoming a better version of ourselves, and when I say better version of ourselves, it's really just connecting authentically to who we are and what we were made to do, along with accepting all of us, our shadows, the good, the bad, the ugly, no longer hiding, suppressing. It really is just about becoming a more embodied version of the person we already are, and continuing to peel back the layers that we have held on to of protection and masking and imprinting and trauma from our childhood or adolescence that has morphed us into being something that we are not. Right? So this is really what I mean by embodying your best self. It is not striving for this new level of unachievable perfection. That is what it is not. And I think that a lot of times, again, especially if you are a very type A person, we can get caught up in this rat race through the healing journey of trying to change really quickly, of trying to be the quote unquote, again, best versions of ourselves. And it can put a lot of unnecessary stress and pressure on our nervous system, which then just leads to more distress. For we are now seeing where we are in the present moment to where we want to be, and we're feeling that disconnect. And that disconnect from where we are currently to where we want to be can be incredibly frustrating. And we don't want to be in that place. We want to enjoy the present moment. And I've really been focusing on this as I move through this chapter of deepening my own healing, cleaning up residually some mold detox and symptoms from breast implant illness and Lyme, continuing to heal physically. But as I heal physically, enjoying being a mom, being fully present with my husband, enjoying the time and activity that we have with family and friends, not constantly being on my phone, not constantly thinking about all of the things I want to achieve and do and become, and instead just allowing. Because in the past, I have gotten very caught up in the healing where I put undue pressure on myself to, again, be it all, do it all, heal it all. And it's incredibly exhausting. So now, though I'm going through this chapter of really deepening my healing, and I'm having the support team around me, and I'm having multiple sessions a month of just really prioritizing mind, body, spirit, my physical healing, as I go through this new chapter, I'm really enjoying each and every moment I have during those sessions, because it does give me a break as a mom of a very rambunctious 18-month-old. But at the same time, I'm trying to enjoy the time I have outside of those sessions just as much, and really giving myself some time, some space to integrate, noticing that, okay, after an acupuncture session, I'm feeling really tired and I need to just kind of take it easy for the rest of the day. Or after a conscious breathwork session with one of my teachers, I'm feeling a little edgy and a little extra emotional for the next 48 hours or so. That's typically what I've been noticing. And sometimes you bounce back more quickly than others. But noticing, allowing, honoring, but at the same time, enjoying my life and enjoying the humanness of adding play back in and enjoying good food and spending quality time with family and not getting so caught up in the labels and what's happening within my healing sessions, because that can be really deleterious, again, to your mind, to your body, to your spirit. And so finding balance, not becoming hyper-focused on the healing and on all the affirmations and the reading and all of the things, because where your intention goes, energy flows. So if all of your intention is on what has not been healed within you, on where you want to be and you're not, on all of the physical manifestations of dis-ease or imbalance that you're feeling, if all of your intention is there, that is going to take the joy away from just living and being and breathing and enjoying this human experience in a more balanced way. When we begin to take the hyper-focus off of all of that and soften a little bit, and just allow and honor and enjoy the journey, it really allows us to find more balance within our healing. And this is what I found. I've also found that a lot of times we think that in order to be something, to change, to heal, it needs to be difficult. It needs to be deeply cathartic. It needs to take all of our energy and all of our focus. And what happens through that process is that it oftentimes just reaffirms our own trauma responses from our past, that in order to transform or heal, something needs to be very difficult. We need to, quote unquote, work hard for it to, quote unquote, earn it, right? And that is not the case. Healing can be easy. It can be effortless and enjoyable. And yes, there are going to be moments where it's going to be tough. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to stretch you outside of your comfort zone a little bit as you face some truths, maybe about who you have been being in the world or what it is that you need to change internally that feel a little like, ooh, that one hurt a little bit, or, oh, I'm feeling some shame around this right now. It's a little uncomfortable. So that is there. We can make space for that, but at the same time, not reinforce this response within us from growing up and the messaging we received that you need to work really hard in order to achieve something. We want to begin to unravel that programming and realize that the journey itself can be enjoyable. It can be easy. It can be supported, that we don't have to do it alone. And that's where I really value the support team that I currently have around me with my breath workers, my acupuncturist. I'm going to be doing combo, the frog medicine again here soon, which I do plan on talking about that experience. And I'm doing it for the physical healing of Lyme, mold, any toxicity I still have within my body. Because as I've said in some past episodes, I've been feeling some residual symptoms that I'm working to deeply heal. And I do have a past episode on that. If you want to listen, just go back to that episode. I believe it's called Combo, A Powerful Detox, something like that. But as I have this support team around me and I'm giving myself grace and I'm enjoying the journey itself and I'm not getting hyper-focused, it's really allowed me to not only soften into the experience, to allow the experience to be easier, to not go back to that old trauma response that it has to be hard in order to actually be effective, or that in order to receive the healing, you need to go through hell and back. That is not the case. And this is why I love conscious breath work, because it's very gentle. It's a very feminine approach to healing, feeling, and releasing. Not only that, but through these sessions I've been having with my own teachers, it's been deeply insightful to kind of just bring some old programming that's still there to the surface so that I can start to question it and reframe my beliefs. And through that process, realizing as well that, yes, this can be easy. Yes, I can have awareness towards these programs that I'm still holding on to, and I can choose to rewrite it right now, right here, and to release that old story, and I don't have to keep revisiting it again and again and again. That the journey itself doesn't have to be so strenuous, and that I can receive support and guidance along the way, that I don't have to do this alone. So the finding balance for me through this chapter of deepening my healing has been really incredible. It's been great now being a mom because I don't get to sit in victimhood anymore or kind of ponder on all of the what ifs or what I'm doing wrong, because I have a child to show up for, to be my best self. And again, he also is such an incredible teacher as to where I can add that playfulness and that softness and that joy back into my daily life, even amidst going through some deeper physical, mental, emotional healing. So it's been deeply gratifying. And this week, really looking within as to where you can add more balance, ease, joy, playfulness into your journey. That you don't have to become hyper-focused on everything that you are not and everything that you want to do that has not been accomplished yet, and all of the physical dis-ease or imbalance that you're feeling within your body, that by softening that focus, by instead focusing on gratitude, by focusing on the joy of being alive, by focusing on the good food that you get to eat, by focusing on the company you get to surround yourself with, by focusing on the beautiful weather and being outside and being in the present moment and breathing and living and being, by focusing there, you will find a shift in your perspective around healing and around the health of your physical body. Because again, oftentimes we can become too hyper-focused on everything we have yet to accomplish, and it steals the joy of the present moment. Not only that, but It exacerbates a lot of our symptoms and a lot of the feelings that we have internally of not being fully content with where we are. And so through this next week, can you just allow, maybe take your focus off deepening your healing or deepening your growth and just be and just feel into instead the present moment, moment to moment to moment. And the way that I do that, stay in the present moment, is through my breath, by breathing in deeply through my nose, releasing, sighing it out. And then just looking around me, taking in the sights, the smells, feeling my physical body, maybe even giving myself a little squeeze on my arms or on the tops of my thighs, and just saying, ooh, I'm alive. This feels good to be alive in this present moment. And I don't have to think about anything else. I can just enjoy this moment. This is a beautiful experience I get to have as a human. I get to enjoy my family, my friends, a good TV show, listening to really good music, cooking good food, stretching my body if I want to stretch, going for a walk outside, playing with my dog, playing with my son. Coming back to that, to the present moment over and over again takes time. But sometimes we just need a little space. And just giving ourselves that space and honoring all of our emotions along the way, noticing when something does arise that feels like inner pressure or inner judgment, or you should be doing this, or why are you not focusing on that? You know, noticing all of those feelings coming up and those thoughts, and disconnecting from those thoughts, realizing you are not your thoughts, and instead you can just notice them. Bring consciousness to them that, okay, yes, I thank you. I thank you for this noticing and for this sensation, but I'm not attaching to it. I can just let it flow through my body and flow through my mind, and choose to come back to the present moment again and again, noticing where that hyper focus on your physical dis-ease or the thoughts that you have internally, or where you want to be and where you're not yet, that hyper-focus in of itself is oftentimes a trauma response. And instead choosing to soften, to notice, to allow, to realize that we don't have to hyper-focus on our healing every single day, every single week, every single month. We can give ourselves a break and just enjoy life. And I know that sometimes that's easier said than done. I get it. Because as someone who has experienced chronic pain and different physical manifestations of dis-ease and imbalance within my body for a very long time, it really serves that as that constant reminder. And so it's been difficult in the past to just enjoy the present moment and just to breathe and come back to presence. And not think about all the what ifs and the supplements I should try and the healing modalities I need to dive into and all of the things. And I've just been really tuning into this focus of giving myself a break and shifting my attention, shifting my awareness, choosing to believe differently, choosing to breathe deeply, to come back to the present moment, and just to enjoy my life. This one life that we get, soaking it up moment to moment, realizing that this physical vessel I'm in is so temporary. And when I remind myself of that perspective and I just come back to the present moment and I allow myself just to enjoy this experience of being human now, and softening into that experience and releasing hypervigilance and hyperfocus, it is incredibly nourishing on a soul level to once again just take off another layer of internal pressure because oftentimes our cortisol, the stress hormone, it's too high. It is elevated constantly from the external stressors in our environment. We don't need internal pressure on top of that. And oftentimes that internal pressure is what is causing a lot of this physical imbalance or dis-ease to begin with. So I've been coming to that realization, and it's been feeling really good to give myself that spaciousness. So I really invite you to do the same this week. Notice, allow, bring awareness internally. And maybe if there is a part of you, a part of the inner child that's speaking up and it's saying, wait, look over here, I need attention in this area. You can just hold yourself in the arms of love, noticing that each emotional, physical, mental pain is often just that part of us that does want to be held in the arms of love. And so we can give ourselves that love, right? And we can look to the guidance and the love, the infinite and unconditional love from God above. And we can allow ourselves to feel it and to soak that in. And then we can look to the love surrounding us from family and friends and feel and receive that love. The more we can open our heart to receiving love, releasing some of the protection around the heart, that is incredibly healing in of itself. Just to receive, allow, knowing that you're worthy. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, right? If you find the mind drifting off to all of the seemingly disruptive events or physical manifestations that you're feeling in your body, in your life, if you find the mind going there, knowing in your heart that you can choose differently. And you have to choose differently over and over and over again. And eventually what will happen is you begin that process of reframing your beliefs about healing, about your body, about just allowing and enjoying the present moment, not getting caught up in the past or caught up in all of the what-ifs of the future, and just coming back to your breath, coming back to the presence of your body, coming back to all of the goodness around you and enjoying that moment to moment. So I just got done recording a meditation on the rising breath Patreon app to support you in this, which is on finding safety in your emotions, a guided practice to honor the good, the bad, to allow, to come back to the present moment, to breathe, and then to refocus your energy on all of the goodness around you, finding balance in your journey, not getting so hyper-focused on constantly doing and being something different. And instead, just allowing and honoring, realizing that your body is a self-healing mechanism. And when you realize that, you don't have to be hyper-focused on constantly changing or implementing or doing something different with your diet or supplementation or your mindset. You can just take a breath, take a breather, allow, come back to the heart, come back to receiving love. And again, that in of itself is incredibly nourishing to your nervous system and to your physical body and to your healing. Just tuning back into infinite and unconditional love. And with that, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to being back with you here next week. If you were inspired from what you discovered on today's podcast, please rate, review, and share this episode on social media by tagging me at Sam Calawart. You can head to the show notes for all the resources mentioned in this episode, and know that I am so thankful you have joined me on this journey of healing and growth.